mathematics and keep one another in line. I have to watch my stomach anyway, and salad suits Miss Brunskill because she's a big Christian Scientist. But to add that bit of excitement, I bring along some of my homemade French dressing. Mr. Creswell keeps pestering me to give Mr. Rudyard what he calls the secret formula. He's a keen cook, Mr. Rudyard. Little moustache, back like a ramrod, you'd never guess it. I pretend there's a mystery ingredient and won't let on. We laugh. People are a bit envious of us, I know. I ran into Mr. McCorkadale the other day when we were both queuing in guess. Accounts. And he said, "You do seem to have a good time at your table, Peggy. What do you talk about?" And I didn't know. I mean, what do we talk about? Pauline's mother keeps getting a nasty rash that affects her elbows. We'd been discussing that. Mr. Creswell and Mr. Rudyard were going in for some new curtains for their lounge and were debating about whether to have Thames Green, and I was saying if Thames Green was the green I thought it was, I liked it in a front door but wasn't keen on it in curtains, so that made for some quite lively discussion. Trish Trotter had got hold of some new gin on runner beans as part of a calorie-controlled diet, and we kicked that around for a bit, but honestly, that was all it was. I don't know what we do talk about half the time. My secret is I don't talk about myself.